So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 57, and the words are on the screen. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot have a part in the kingdom of God. A thing that will ruin cannot have a part in something that never ruins. But listen, I tell you this secret. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. It will only take a second. We will be changed as quickly as an eye blinks. This will happen when the last trumpet sounds. The trumpet will sound, and those who have died will be raised to life forever, and we will all be changed. This body that will ruin must clothe itself with something that will never ruin, and this body that dies must clothe itself with something that will never die. So this body that ruins will clothe itself with something that never ruins, and this body that dies will clothe itself with that which never dies. When this happens, then this scripture will be made true. Death is destroyed forever in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your power to hurt? Death's power to hurt is sin. The power of sin is the law. But we thank God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Some people think the best way to beat death is to stick your body in a big freezer, and some point in the future, somebody will work out how to keep us alive forever. I think it's a bit of a waste of time. But for some people, death is a sad thing. We've had to leave our homes because of the threats of violence. Or maybe we've missed a loved one and we feel sad. Or maybe we think, wow, I'm only a little person. It's a long time till I die, so I don't need to worry about it. And the Bible and the Christian message has much to say to us all about the long-term future. So let's have a look at part of our reading that Amy read to us. And it said this, I tell you, brothers, flesh and blood, that means our bodies, cannot have a part in the kingdom of God. Now, we're talking about the future kingdom of God. Sometimes we think of the kingdom of God being amongst us now. But here, Paul's talking about the future kingdom in heaven. Is another way we talk about it. And what he goes on to say is this, a thing that will ruin, that's our bodies, cannot have a part in something that never ruins. But listen, I tell you this secret, we will not all die, but we will all be changed. And this is telling us that our physical bodies cannot become part of God's future kingdom. And it explains the kingdom of God is about things that will go on forever, that won't ruin, that won't go bad. And yet we know that our current bodies do wear out. You might not think that if you're a little person, but if you look at big people, you can see us wearing glasses, lose a bit of hair up here, or we have to use walking sticks and things, and we can't hear very well. And yet, God says to us, our new bodies will last forever. Now, in 2022, it was calculated how long we would live for when we were born. Okay, so if you're born in 2022, how long do you think it would be that your life would last for? How long do you think it would be? Any ideas? No, go on then. Go on, Sam, I think. 96. You'll be doing well if you live to 96. Go on, you got an answer? 63. Well, actually, I'm not sure about the maths, but it's pretty a bit in the middle. It was 80, 81. Slightly old for ladies, I think. But 81 years for everybody. And some will live a lot longer than that, 96 and beyond. And some will live a lot less than that. But as a man from America said, Benjamin Franklin, he was wisely able to observe we will all die at some point. It's a certainty. It was something that will come to us sooner or later. And often when we think about death, it's a sad thing. But when we read the passage here, Paul is saying it's great, there will be a victory. What's going on? Well, what's going on is that Paul is saying to us that in the future, our bodies will die. Also tells us that God will come again. And when Jesus comes again, he's going to say to, right, you guys, come, if you're still alive, come and be with me. What God is saying is that our bodies will change to last forever. Whoa, isn't that great? Our bodies will be changed to last forever. So let's just think a little bit about some of the things that might happen that we won't need if our bodies last forever. Now, I could do with a couple of people to come and have a little look in my bag, because I've got a bag here of things that we won't need. Come on, James. Does anybody else want to come? Come on. You have a little rummage in the bag. There's all sorts of stuff in here. What are you going to find? So these are some of the things that we won't need when we get new bodies. Okay, he's having a good rummage. What have you found? There's no toys in here, by the way. Right, we've got a walking stick. Right, so we won't need walking sticks, will we? Because, I sometimes feel like I need one of these. We won't need these because our new bodies won't have all the arthritis and other things, which means that we need to have a stick to help us walk. So we won't need one of them. What have we got here? Whoa. Stethoscope. What do we use stethoscopes for, or what do doctors use stethoscopes for? What do they do? Go on.
Check other people's heartbeats.
That's right. We put these on your chest, and a doctor listens to us to see what's going on, to see how your body is getting on, to see if you're ill or your heart's not working properly. So we won't need one of these because we know that our heart and our bodies are going to be working properly. So we won't need one of them. Go and have another rummage. Right, what have we got here? Bit of the old links. Yeah, Andy reminded us last week about body odour. We won't need any of those. Right, so we won't need a bit of deodorants. What else have we got? Well, can you see what that says in there?
Calpol,
mums and dads, we won't need Calpol. You may think that's a big sacrifice not having Calpol, but when do we have Calpol? When you're ill. Yeah, your mum and dad get the old Calpol out, or when you think, oh, I need to get off to sleep, give them some Calpol. But he's there, we're not going to get ill, so we don't need Calpol in heaven. Right, what else have we got? Yeah, masks. We've been using those during COVID. And just to speed things up a bit, we've got some COVID tests. We don't need them, do we? What have we got here? Let's hold on, guys. Just slow down a bit. We're going fast and quicker. Tissues. We don't need tissues, do we? Because we're going to have any sadness. We're not going to have any pain when we have to get the tissues out and say, oh, dear me, I'm sad because I need a tissue, please. What's in here? Glasses, we've already mentioned glasses. We don't need glasses because our eyesight's going to be all right. Medicines, we don't need medicines. What have we got here?
Toothpaste.
We've got toothpaste. Well, this is a little bag. Just hold on a minute, guys. This is, what do we use these bags for? Put stuff inside when we go on holiday, don't we? And we go on holidays to get away from things, don't we? We go, oh, I need a holiday. Or your mums and dads do. So I need a holiday to get away from or to have a break. But we won't need holidays because we won't need to have a break from life to get away from things that get fed up. And already we've got some things in here ready for to take away toothpaste and stuff. So we won't need any holiday bags. Now, just hold on. We need to look at this. This is, what can you see here? We can see some people. How are they looking?
Sad.
Sad, that's right. We've got some people here in this magazine. sad. It says, no respite from violent persecution for Africans Christians. And already we've prayed for Christians in Pakistan who face difficult times. And I bet they really look forward to a new life because they'll be free from people hassling them, taking away their schools, taking away their lives, taking away their food and their churches, and making life difficult for them because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not sure about this one. James has got me a science test paper. So maybe we won't have any more exams, we won't have more testing. Got a padlock, we won't need them. What do we use padlocks for?
To lock stuff.
Lock stuff up, so we won't need one of them. And we got a funeral book. We won't need any more funerals. So I think my bag's empty now. So listen, thank you for helping me grab these things out. You can help me tidy up afterwards as well. So all these things give us a sense of what life is going to be in the future. We won't need these things. God promises eternal life. God promises us new bodies. And it's a great promise that we have. And early in the reading, Paul says it's a bit like a seed that goes into the ground, it gets planted. And the seed disappears, but out of it grows a big, big plant. It becomes alive in a new way. And that's what the Bible is saying, is that when we die, we have a new life in a new way. Or, I want us to have a look at this. I know this is not Andy's dream car, but there's a car here. What do you notice about this car? What's wrong with it? Come. It's been smashed up. What specifically is the damage? So you got your observance. What can you see? Oh, I hadn't spotted that. It's got no number plates on. The hub caps have come off. The wheel's bent in the wrong position. The back is smashed in. The front is smashed in. Who'd want a car like this? And this is what it should be like. Look at that. Fabulous. There's nothing wrong with that car. It's got the hub caps on. It doesn't got a number plate on, though. But it's all clean and polished. And that looks great. And it's a BMW, so it's going to last forever, made in Germany. So, and this is a bit like our life. If you go back to that other car, our lives are a bit bashed in, don't they? But what God does is promises to make our life into a polished car that's working, that looks fab. And I think that this has also got another message for us, because when God changes our bodies, he's not going to change us into this. He's not going to change that bash car there into that, or into a monster truck or a tipper truck. What God's going to do is change that bashed-in car into the same type of car, except better. And I think that God is a bit sad when he looks at our lives, because they're like that, they're a bit bashed in. But God is not wanting to make us into one of these. God is wanting to make us into the same type of car, but better. And what that says is that God's a bit sad that our lives look like this. But in a sense, he loves us. He loves that type of car, and he wants us to make us the same type of car, but better. So if God likes and loves you as you are, although he's sad that things aren't quite right and need to be sorted out, we can be content that God wants us to be like that car, but to be better like that. We don't want to be like something we're not. We just want to be the person that God wants us to be. So let's have a little bit more of what Paul has to say. Let's get rid of these cars. And he goes on to say this. You might think, well, how are we going to change It might take ages to change people. Look around other people and say, if God's going to make them perfect, whoa, he's got a big job in his hands there. Or we may think that about ourselves. We may think, well, I'm a bit rubbish. I'm not very good at this. I'm not very good at that. If God's going to make perfect, it's like ages. Well, let's see what Paul, what the Bible says. It says this: we will be changed as quickly as an eye blinks. Can you blink? Can you blink? Yeah, it only takes a second to blink. This will happen when the last trumpet sounds. The trumpet will sound, and those who have died will be raised to life. And it says, we will all be changed. God will change our bodies to last forever. And we will all be changed. Everybody, no matter who we are, God will change us. And also, we will change quickly. Now, that may seem, wow, how's God to change everything quickly? Just like that, blinking of an eye. Well, if we think about when God created the world, how did he do that? He spoke. And the universe, which is huge, beyond our imagination, it's absolutely massive. And also, it's an amazing, we think of all the creatures and all the things that there are in the world. God just spoke and it happened. So it's not a problem for God to say, I'm going to make you into something better and perfect, and I can do it quickly. Now, just very quickly, it mentions a trumpet. What do we think about trumpets? When King Charles became king, all these guys appeared and they were all dressed up in their special uniforms and they had their trumpets and they had to have permission to blow their trumpets because they had to wait for the special time when they said, right, King, the Queen has died, very sad, but King Charles, you are now king. And we all had to be told that in a special way. And it was done by using trumpets. Because these guys used to blow their trumpet, and then this chap, I don't know who he was, he'd come along and say, right, King Charles is now the king. And this was a very important thing, the use of trumpets. Because the Bible tells us Jesus or God is going to blow the trumpet. So something special is going to happen. And he also says it's going to be the last trumpet. And that is telling us this is the last big thing that God is going to do. And what he's going to do is make a new creation. He's going to change our bodies to be perfect bodies. And he's going to get rid of evil. And he's going to judge people who don't know him. God is going to put an end to evil. Where there's no tablets, we don't need Calpol, we don't need tissues, we don't need padlocks, we don't need smelly stuff. We're going to be part of God's new creation. So God will change our bodies to last forever. We're going to be changed quickly. We're all going to be changed. And we're all going to be part of new creation. So whilst we get fed up in this life with illness and bad tempers and things that make us afraid, we've got painful bits of our body, we can look forward to a time when we'll have a new, durable, everlasting body. But that's only part of the story. And we're going to think about that a bit later. Okay, so we're thinking about how God will change our bodies and into something that's going to be unruined, unspoiled, perfect. But Paul explains to us that that day will be a glorious day because there will be victory over death. And this is what the passage goes on to say. It says, death is destroyed forever in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your power to hurt? It's like the Bible is mocking death because it can't hurt us anymore. And this is looking from the perspective of the future, because we know that death does hurt us now. But the passage says this: death's power to hurt is sin. The power of sin is the law. But we thank God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the point about the kingdom of God in the future is not just about us having bodies that last forever. It's the fact that God takes away the sin in our lives. It's no good going to heaven, having super bodies, if we're still going to do bad things. But the point is that what God does, he takes away sin as well. And he does that because the passage here says that Jesus Christ is the one who gives us the victory. Now, I just want to introduce you very quickly to this lady. This is somebody called Joni Erickson. And when she was 17, she had a diving accident and was paralyzed from the neck downwards. And she's now 74. And you think that she would be somebody who's saying, yeah, I'm really looking forward to having a new body. But listen what she says. She says this: you would think after 50 years of dealing with quadriplegia, that's been in her kind of wheelchair, I would be most excited to receive a glorified body in heaven, but not so. What I'm excited about is one day receiving a new heart that's completely free of sin. Victory is not just having a new body, but overcoming the sin that spoils our life. That bit in our lives that says, shove off God, I'm in charge. And we know that we can have this victory because Jesus died for us. He's the one who took our sin upon himself so that we could be forgiven. And Paul goes on to say this. We look at this passage again. I've got this in yellow at the end. He says, we thank God because he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, this body that God gives us, this everlasting body, is not something we can earn. It's not something we can pay for. It's not something we say to, hey, God, I've been good in my life. Give me a body that goes on forever. Our body comes to us as a gift. That gift is given to us. That victory is given to us. And it comes about through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sin separates us from God. We go about doing what we want. We tell God to shove off. And that's what Paul is saying. This is breaking God's law. This is what ruins us on the inside. And what ruins us on the inside affects our relationships, the things we do, affects our communities, and affects nations. Without Jesus, there is no victory. There is no everlasting life. And we should rightly fear death and have no hope. So the question this morning, how can we beat death? Well, the answer is, we as ourselves, as human beings, we cannot beat death. But God can. And he has done this through Jesus Christ, because he paid the price of death on the cross. And we think all the way through the Bible, at the very beginning, we see that as soon as Adam and Eve disobeyed God, we were cursed with death. But God then promised, and we've been singing about this in the song we just sung. What did God promise? Remember, a death crusher. Somebody who would come and get rid of death. And that person was Jesus. And that's really good news for us all, because whatever we face in life, the difficulties we face, we know that one day God will take those away and God will give us a new body, but he will change our insides. I just want to finish with this quote from Joni Erickson again. This is what she says. I can hardly believe it. I, with no feeling from the shoulders down, will one day have a new body. It'll be light, bright, and clothed in righteousness, powerful and dazzling. He says this, can you imagine the hope this gives someone with spinal cord injuries like me? Or someone who's got cerebral palsied or brain injured who has multiple sclerosis? Imagine the hope it gives somebody who's a manic depressive. No other religion, no other philosophy promises new bodies, hearts, and minds. It's only the gospel of Christ where such hurting people can find such incredible hope. I wonder if you can identify with some of those things that she mentioned. Or maybe there are other things in your life that kind of create difficulty for you. God will change you by giving you a new body in the future. But more than that, he will give us new hearts free of sin. And that's something for us to celebrate. But it's about celebration, is about being part of God's team. And so as we look at this reading from Paul, Paul invites us to be part of God's team so that we can start being changed now and we can look forward to that time when we can be truly free of these things. So let's pray and ask for God to help us in our understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done for us through Jesus Christ. We thank you that you came to earth to be the death crusher so that we can look forward to a life with you in the future that is free of the things that ruin us, including the sin in our lives. And we look forward to that time. And in the meantime, help us as we continue our life that we will reflect Jesus in our lives, and help us to be good members of your church and of your team. Amen.